Saga Egmont presents Return to Lilac Well by Sasha Morgan and read by Melissa Vaughan. Chapter 1. A crowd was starting to gather on Goldgate Square. This leafy quarter of North London, with its artisan shops, deli, wine bar, and even barrister's chambers, was certainly not accustomed to such vulgarities as a demo. The activists remained huddled together, united, brandishing banners of Save the Earth, Stop the Emissions, and Tunnel to Triumph. Interest in the spectacle was quickly building momentum as news reporters started to land on the scene. A transit van pulled up. Two people scurried out, a man carrying a TV camera, the other a lady holding a furry microphone. They hustled to the centre of the commotion, elbowing their way through, only to come to a sudden stop at a well-dressed man standing confidently in front of the otherwise motley crew of protesters. He was tall, broad-shouldered, and had unmistakable presence. Dark, unruly curls covered his bright blue eyes, which he kept sweeping back as he spoke clearly, eloquently, and with passion. "These people are defenders of the Earth. They are not intent on martyring themselves. Their sole intention is delaying or even stopping the dual carriageway project. The Transport Secretary calls them reckless, irresponsible and deeply concerning," one reporter called out. To this, the man turned his blazing eyes on the reporter in question. "By the government's own admission, it will be heavily polluting and carbon intensive, while demand for mass transit is falling and home working is the new norm for many people. It simply cannot ignore the climate crisis."
"So, will you be in the tunnel with them?" asked the lady with the microphone, shoving it in the man's face.
"No," he replied calmly. "I'll be in court defending them."
He pushed his way through the throng of people and, with his head held high, walked calmly into Goldgate Chambers, leaving the reporters all gobsmacked. He was greeted with cheers and claps by a few barristers, while others kept quiet, exchanging anxious looks between themselves. It was all well and good being the saviour of the earth, but how would this debacle make their chambers look? Goldgate Chambers held an extremely high reputation. It represented the rich and famous, the great and the good, and the not so good. What light would this young maverick of a barrister cast on them?
"Well said, Rory," shouted one.
Another slapped him on the back. He took it all in his stride, just nodded his head in acknowledgement, then strode into his office. Once inside, he sat down and buried his head in his hands. Damn. What had he done? Had he sacrificed his entire career, one which he had worked so bloody hard to achieve, for his principles? For Rory Malloy was indeed a man of principle. He had morals and, up until now, had no problem at all in standing up for them. He had honour and was ready to fight for it. But had he gone too far this time? Had his mature, more experienced colleagues been right when they'd warned him against representing the activists? At the time, he'd laughed it off, claiming he was actually one of them. But he wasn't laughing now. Far from it. It had always been this way with Rory. He was impetuous, passionate, and a doer. He'd headed the student union at university, his strong, persuasive voice often forcing change where it was needed. He spearheaded rallies and was often seen plastering some flyer or other in public places. Rory knew how to attract interest. His good looks and charismatic personality made him forever popular with the ladies. Not that he craved that kind of attention. He simply wanted his voice to be heard. He wanted to make a difference. He laughed to himself. He was most definitely making a difference today. Who would have expected a well-groomed, well-spoken young barrister to speak up and defend what some would call a bunch of hooligans? And for free, as Rory wasn't charging the protesters. He was acting for them because...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?